FM 90.3 WJTL Stars Go Dim. Authority in the name of Jesus. Micah Tyler's Amen and Passion with Christian Stanfield, Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, and more. What he's done. Good morning to you at 7:20.
Hey, good morning. Weather-wise, today sunny, a high 89 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 69. Friday, partly cloudy, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, high 89. Saturday and Sunday, both a mix of sun and clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. We're still praying for no rain for kids' cookie breaks. So you can join us in that. Both those days around 89 degrees. Currently sitting at 62 in Lancaster.
This morning, our friend Matt Hershey is here. Matt, the Chief Development Officer with Jubilee Ministries. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
So great to have you here.
Good to be here again.
Tell us about Jubilee.
Yeah, Jubilee exists to serve those affected by incarceration as we serve as ambassadors through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's our mission, and we do that through our prison chaplains in prisons around the state, and we just added chaplains in two new prisons in Lackawanna County and Bedford County, so we're spreading out and we love to have more impact and serve more men and women there.
Yeah, and one way that you fund what you do is through your thrift stores.
Absolutely, yeah. So if you're a shopper out there, we love and you're supporting what we do by shopping in our stores.
And you have a big event coming up here at the end of September. Tell us about that.
We do. We have our 33rd annual fundraising dinner, and that's to support this prison ministry work in the prisons and in our aftercare program for men and women. And that's happening on two nights, September 22nd or September 23rd. You can take your pick, two separate locations. And we have a third remote location in Luzerne County, where we actually have a strong prison ministry presence up there.
So where's the 22nd to 23rd? Where are they happening?
Yep. 22nd is at South Lebanon Community Church, and the 23rd is at Lebanon Area Evangelical Free Church, and they've been great partners with us in our fundraising dinner.
Yeah, and what will folks learn when they come to these dinners?
Yeah, our focus for this year is Mark chapter 4, verses 3 to 9, which is the parable of the sower, and really how, you know, when that seed falls on good soil, God multiplies that. So we're going to be telling stories of the impact of the gospel in the life of, you know, one individual and how that spreads and impacts generations through the ministry that we have.
That's awesome. How about tickets? How do folks get them?
Yeah, so it's free to attend, and so they would just need to go to our website, jub.org, and our events tab has all the information, who to call, and how to be a part of this event and what you're going to learn there.
Yeah, September 22nd and 23rd. Check it out online, jub.org. Is there a deadline to get those free tickets?
Yeah, we would like 2 weeks in advance, so September 9th would be great, although maybe I shouldn't say this publicly, but there's a little bit of leeway in there.
Yeah, you have some time, but it's coming up fast. It's like we were all talking this morning about, here's school. We're back to school already. Where did summer go?
Yeah.
And we're going to be sitting here going, it's the end of September. So.
Yeah, well, I'll be here in the spring probably before I know it.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Check it out online, jub.org. Matt, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming.
Likewise, thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Chris Tomlin, back to the music. I lift my hands on WJTL.